There's 2 o'clock for the 19th, which is the 19th. Do I hear approval of the minutes of the 21st?
Move to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Move and second. Reapprove that. Okay. We're waiting for Jim, are we, for the update?
Yeah.
How about, let's jump down to four then. Any committee members' comments at all? Anything that's happened in the last month? Did all you people get approved for flying your airplane out of Newport International to make sure that you're not foreign people and what have you for?
Yeah, I don't understand what that's all about. They put the clamps down on them. You know, all these flights, a lot of them went out of business down in Florida and everything after 9/11, and you still have to go through all this approval process, so I don't know what's
background checks on.
Yeah, are we on the committee member comments?
Mm-hmm. Everyone comments. Mark,
sir,
comments in regards to the airport in the last month? Any concerns, any approvals?
Have, or? Well, the guys are doing a good job. You know, there's grass is, you know, things grow crazy in Oregon, and they're doing the best they can to keep up with the grass. You know, I just refer back to the fact that all we have is fuel. I want to make sure that our fuel policy is in line and remains competitive. You know, with Albany, Lebanon, Scappoose, some of these people that are selling discount fuel, that's all we have. So I would like a report from somebody on how they're determining the fuel price. If we had other streams of revenue, you know, to get people over here, it'd be one thing, avionics companies or something, but that's all we have is fuel. Hi,
well,
Jim. Hi
there. We'll get that for next meeting, and maybe a maybe something on the sales.
I suspect they're captive to whatever the oil company
vendors. Finance department set the fuel price now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Who is
so
it? Finance.
The finance company is.
No, finance department here in the city.
Really?
Terry's not setting fuel prices.
Right.
It's set here.
I'd like to know how they're setting the price.
Same way we've always had been.
And that is?
We have a formula, and then we compare that and look at what other airports are charging and then try to blend the
right.
two so that we're not non-competitive, but we're not losing our shorts.
I'd like to see a comparison at the next meeting of what, you know, I'd like to see a comparison about same as airports, i.e. Florence. Maybe
I thought we had something a few months ago.
We've already done that.
I'd like to see another.
Actually, if you want to get a daily comparison,
yeah,
you can go along, well, 100LL.com is probably the most current one. I mean, I find it's just, that's just type in the digits, 100LL.com, and it'll give you all fuel prices, and they update them pretty frequently. And they'll give you the cheapest ones in the area, or they'll give you all of them in Western Oregon.
AirNav
you want
has
it.
Too.
Yeah, AirNav. Well, AirNav, you have to, the company actually has to go in and update it. If you don't update it,
right.
It's old prices. I
well,
found
100LL puts in the date.
That's a good one.
So it'll say last check.
Well, I'll bring a comparison next week.
Yeah,
that'd be fine.
It's all out there if you want to look at it. And the question is, you know.
Okay, let's come back to committee member comments.
I have another meeting that I...
That's what I'm saying. I want you to go ahead. We'll come back to this. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just want to give a brief update on the AIP projects. We are in the very high top 5% of the Connect Oregon 4 grant, so we should get awarded that. The recommendation is to get the award. The official award from the state, I think, is going to happen first couple weeks in August. So that's good news. We are proceeding with the design of the AIP projects. There's two of them out there. The numbers, 18, 19, 20, 21, and they've been kind of combined and switched around, but they're all going as planned, and it's really going to boil down to the two big projects, or one smaller one and one big one. The smaller one is the signage change at the end of one of the runways. We'll be doing that probably next year. I think that's when the schedule to be doing it. And then the big overlay project will be the following year after that. And it'll include an overlay changing from a shed to a crown. That's the FAA's requirements. And then some storm drain improvements around the outside of the runway. And I found out where your comment about we're going to close down one of the runways, I guess that came from Wally, and but that's not the case. Through design, we're gonna figure out how do you have those two runways work, and it's just an engineer design problem. They'll figure it out. And
so, Jim, are the intersection runways also going to be crowned as well? Or are they going to remain the same?
I don't know. I mean, that's, we just tell the engineers that
I see.
This runway has to be crowned. This one, we're not going to change it. Make it work. And they will make it work.
Fortunately, it kind of intersects on the end of two.
So moguls. We might have some moguls.
It could be. Yeah.
So long. Yeah,
I mean, I can't tell you exactly how it's going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you have engineers.
Did they get... No, just go ahead.
I can say that's pretty much on the projects. We did do some maintenance repair to the T-hangers with the gutters and stuff, so that was a good deal. There's some work on some doors as well.
Or I was going to ask about the drains. They had the guys out there with the video cameras and...
Yeah, for the water leak, I think.
Well, there was two things going on. One was for a water leak. We had a water leak. Mm-hmm. And what happened was the bills for the water went to the water department for years and years. And they just got it, and they just paid it. Wow. Finally, Tim came and said, why am I paying for a water bill at the airport? Mm-hmm. So they sent it over to the airport. And then when Gene got it, he said, we're not using this much water. And so, and this was just shortly before he left. And so in transition, he left. We brought somebody in to do a water leak, and we found out that it was the water tank at the Coast Guard base wasn't working.
Okay, so that's been resolved.
So we fixed that. That'll save some money at the airport. And so that's all
good. That's a bill from Seal Rock.
That's the bill from Seal Rock. Yeah, so the Seal Rock people will get less money, which... the other thing that, if there's any work done, we're doing some preliminary storm drain work as part of the big AIP project, because that's the first thing that has to get fixed, and we're trying to, make sure that any improvements are... the first thing that we have to do is deal with the drainage, so we're doing that.
So those guys were out there a couple weeks ago, that's part of AIP money?
If there was a couple weeks...
Week ago or something. I know there was a park where they had video cameras as well.
Okay, if it was video cameras, it was part of the AIP project. Yeah, and they're kind of working with our Public Works Department as well on that.
Well, I always get excited when I see potential airport development, and that's on our agenda.
It's a carryover from the last meeting, I don't know if there's anything new from the last meeting to report. Do you remember, Jim?
No.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, we talked about the museum and all that, which didn't sound very good last time. So I guess
so this is just something on there to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. Sorry,
it's okay.
Double booked.
Oh, you're free to hit off anything. Are you still going through applications for the airport?
No, I still have that on hold. We'll have to, because of the time last.
So you're assuming that position, are you?
I go out there once a week, talk to Terry and Lance, and you know what? They're doing a great job.
Yeah.
They're doing a fantastic job, and getting Public Works involved with the construction of the EIP. We're handling everything that an airport director would have normally happened or handled. We'll just kind of wait and see. I mean, if it's not broke, we don't need to fix something, and we'll just, if it looks like we really have a big need because there's a gap that's not being met that a director could provide, then we can do that. If not, we're saving a little bit of money out there. So
I'm saving the city some money.
We are, but I'd like to segue into that gap. I'm concerned, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's important that we remain active at the state level. What other airports are doing, grant money, what's being happened, and I think it's important that we don't become the lone ghost, airport on the coast. Is there any way that we could either send Terry or Lance or you to some of these aviation department meetings over in Salem, just so we can keep our name out there, so we can stay active on what's going on at the state level? I think it's important that we have that contact, we remain that contact with the Department of Transportation, the aviation department. I think that's a gap.
Okay.
I think I'm a little concerned about some of the residual effects of, you know, just remaining active in the community, in the airport community, in the airport manager community. We don't have anybody that's really active in the Airport Managers Association, and I'm concerned about that gap.
A second Mark's comment, I mean, it wouldn't cost that much to send one of those guys over there to a couple of meetings and let them get to know, and the guys over there get to know them, you know, with the State Aviation Department, and maybe at the regional office in Seattle, the FAA one time or something, just so be a little face-to-face once in a while. I think it'd be money well spent.
Up to FISDO?
Not to FISDO, but to the airport's people.
Oh, yeah, the FAA.
But we're, you know, we're saving a little bit of money so we can afford to send them on a luxury,
I think, yeah,
luxury vacation to see.
Okay.
No, we don't want to go there, but...
Good comment, thank you.
Yeah, I do think it's important we stay active.
Yeah, I think that face-to-face once, you know, with the FAA and the state guys is good.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe, Jim, is at some point, would the FAA be concerned that we don't have an airport manager?
No, because we have an engineer of record, and Ted Jones did go up with our engineer of record, talk to the FAA to make sure on our AIP projects, introduced everybody who's going to be involved, and they were on the phone yesterday dealing with an issue that the state had as far as, you know, the AIP project. So I think that part of it is going well. It's good to talk to them on their regulation side, so that when they come down for an inspection, they know who we are, and they understand what we're doing.
So all the reports, all the maintenance on the AWOS, everything is all, we're okay without a manager. Okay.
Okay. Jim, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I apologize.
Any other comments we have, any questions, Peggy, go ahead and put it down for reply next time.
Thank you.
Okay, any other member comments? Mark, anything else? Nothing? Nothing?
No, nothing.
I think we need to send out a letter to the hangar owners. The policy for the personal lawn mowing, I don't know, the T-hangers is not an issue, but the box hangers, now it's our own responsibility to mow the lawns. It might be wise to send out letters to those guys.
Technically speaking, you know, if you wanted to push the point, and I don't think anybody does, you only lease the ground.
I understand.
Your hanger sits on. You don't lease that 6 inches outside of it, so therefore technically it's up to the city to mow it.
I understand, and when you raise a teenager, you have to pick and choose your fights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's hardly. And yeah. Lance was out there, he mowed all that area out there this week, as a matter of fact.
In front of the box hangers?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I don't see it as a huge problem. Most of the guys, you know, I get Rich Figginshew to mow mine, so I can't.
Well, you're lucky. You got the good neighbor.
Mm-hmm. He's my gardener.
I had a lot of state neighbors. Yeah. So anyway, it's, you know, I wanted to look nice in case somebody wants to come and buy a hangar.
Yeah, you bet.
I want the place to look nice. And there's a lot of absentee owners, Peggy, that their hangars are looking pretty ratty.
Well, I'm going to go out there next Wednesday, so I'll be taking photos.
You can have a tour guide?
Yes, I've got Lance and Terry.
Go and take your lawnmower with you then, take care of this, Peggy.
Well, again, it's a lease issue, and part of the lease is they need...
Well, that's why I'm going.
Okay.
Good. Good.
Yeah, one of the things the lease says, you got to maintain the hangar in good repair. Good repair, and of course that's always a kind
subject
of an arguable point. You know, what's good repair?
Good enough.
You miss one shingle, two shingles, ten shingles.
Well, I'm glad you're doing that.
Yeah.
So then you're going to follow up with the hangar owners and say, hey, okay, good.
Nice. Any comments?
No.
Jim?
Nothing.
Wow. Peggy?
No.
I think next meeting we need to have photographs of Doug's new airplane here.
Did you get a new airplane?
Well, new paint job.
And it's,
oh, you got a new paint job. We'll take photographs. Well,
it's not just a paint job.
Let's put it this way. The guy that did it
got the bridge on the side of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
Oh. Well, let's put it this way. The guy that did it doesn't paint airplanes in a hangar. He does it in a studio.
In a studio?
Well, it's quite impressive, and it's something to be proud of because it highly involves the city of Newport.
Eugene.
And it's way cool.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not
a paint
job.
Yeah,
it's a flying Monet.
It's a piece of art.
Wow.
Wheel pants on it now too.
You did?
Pants.
Yeah, got wheel pants, and I've been working on the interior.
Is that going okay?
Good heavens!
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
How nice. It's okay. Easy. If there's nothing else, we're adjourned. Peggy.
Yeah.
It's nice to have you back.
Thank you. I was in Denver working my backside off. Oh, very cool.
Thank you for everybody.